Proverbs 31. The words of Lemuel, king of Massa, with which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, O son of my womb? And what, O son of my vows? Give not your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget that which is decreed, and pervert the judgment of all the sons of affliction. Give strong drink to him who is ready to perish, and wine to the bitter in soul. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute in the cause of all such as are the sons of passing away. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. Administer justice to the poor and needy. A worthy woman, who can find? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he shall have no lack of spoil. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her bread from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and their portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and makes strong her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out by night. She lays her hands to the distaff, and her palms hold the spindle. She stretches out her palm to the poor, yea, she stretches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes for herself carpets of tapestry, her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and delivers sashes to the Canaanite. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household. It does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done worthily, but you excel them all. Grace is deceitful, and beauty is vain. A woman who fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.